Into what? This would be before the combines, I guess.
It was cut with binders and bundled and shocked,
mm-hmm.
and left to cure for a while. Then it was mm-hmm. put in stacks.
How many bundles in a shock?
I don't remember. It seemed like there was 15 or 16. I don't remember. Maybe 13, something like that. I don't know. I was a pretty small boy when we harvested oats that way.
Aren't you glad they don't do it that way anymore?
Yeah. To us it was always a treat because we wasn't large enough to be of much help. And they always prepared a large dinner for the thresher crew, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite a day. The neighbors, maybe this neighbor over here, and one over here, and one over here, there'd be four. And maybe, I know Dad usually had about from 20 to 30 acres of oats.
Mm.
And maybe the other neighbor would have 15 or 20 acres, and another would have 5 or 10. And the women would all go together and prepare dinner and supper at one's home, see.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, it was quite a thing. I'll never forget those days at the thresher crew. And I use the expression a lot of times, John, you eat like a thresher hand. It was an expression that came from that time, I suppose, that, because they did work so hard.
And the women always put out the best of everything, didn't they?
They put out the best. That was the day. That day and Christmas, I guess, was the best feeds that we had on the farm.
What was good yield for wheat then?
Well, you speak of wheat,
or oats,
and I've answered your questions along that line. We never grew wheat. It was oats.
Mm-hmm. How did they run to?
40, it seemed like 40 bushel or 50 bushel, something like that.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Well, yes and no. It doesn't take as much as many oats to make a bushel as it does wheat.
Oh, yeah.
I believe 32 pounds or 35 pounds, something like that, all it takes to make a bushel of oats.
You don't see many anymore.
No. The last that we grew, we didn't thrash. We just used them as hay, and about all the oats grown in this area today is just cut and baled as a hay crop.
Mm-hmm.
And they cut them when they're in the milk,
mm-hmm.
before they're mature.
And then they stay on the stalk?
Yes, they'll stay on the stalk, and the blades remain in sort of a greenish in color.
Mm-hmm.
They're not dead, they're still green when they're cut, and they let them cure.
Mm-hmm.
And they make an excellent feed because you have your grain and your filler,
mm-hmm.
as well for cattle.
I'll bet.
And they're good.
If you left the house and locked yourself out and then came back and your wife was inside and you hammered on the door and she said, "Who is it?" What would you tell her?
It's me. It's me. Wouldn't say it is I.
I'd say it's me too. I'd want to get in.
It's me.
Oh, if you have four or five friends and you're asking them over to your house, what would you ask them?
To come over.
Well, how would you put it? Just say, "Come over"?